Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This headline's brought to you by Dollar Bank. Get low home equity loan rates at dollar.bank. This is a very fitting song for a few reasons. One of them is, I hear this song, I think about Pompeiani. And when I think about Pompeiani, I think about Steelers preseason games. They've got three that are going to be on KDK this year. At Philly, Detroit, and at Carolina. So we get Pompeiani doing CW reads and talking about the Kevin Radars of the world. And Josh Dobbs trying to light up the Panthers.
Craig, who's your favorite? Who's your favorite August superstar from all time? Do you remember R.J. Bowers, the kid from Grove City that they used to have, the running back?
There's R.J. Bowers with another strong run.
This is years ago. He was a training camp hero.
Speaking of difference maker on the CW this fall, a virgin meets a guy with no penis. It's
where's this one going,
Barney? I don't know, but they're always bizarre like that, aren't they? They're always like, what? That's a TV show?
The CW presents The Odd Couple.
Yeah, like it's, right? It's always, it's always so bizarre.
He's a lawyer who wanted to be a doctor. She's a doctor who wanted to be a lawyer. They couldn't find their chosen profession. Can they find love?
Yeah.
At 424, time to call Shenderovich, Shenderovich and Fishman. Why pay 40% when you can pay 25? Call 888-98-TWINS. Steve Palazzolo at PFF underscore Steve on Twitter. Go check out his Twitter. We're playing this song because he has a big afro.
What happened, Steve?
True.
What bet did you presumably lose? I don't want to offend you, but
you
I
got
assume,
a big afro, Steve.
I assume you did this because of some sort of wager.
Looking mighty fine with that big afro.
Monster fro. Yeah, well, you know, my podcast host, Sam Watson likes when he likes to make fun of my appearance quite a bit. And in general, I told him, hey, look, I used to have a monster fro. If I wanted, I could always pick it out. So back in the minors, I'd do it once or twice a year. And he said, what would it take for you to do it on the show? I said, randomly, I just said, $1,000. Give me $1,000. He's like, all right, starting to go fund me. I was like, well, I'm not really going to take $1,000. So I donated it to a local program that I'm a part of, a faith-based program over here in Cincinnati to help guys with addiction. So we raised over $1,000. I said, yeah, I'll pick out my hair for the podcast. Why not? Let's have some fun. And then it became, stuff of legend on social media and on our YouTube channel, apparently. Did it today, the Fro Show.
I mean, it looks impressive is the only word I can come up
How
with,
How much
honestly.
Time did it take you to get that big fro, Steve?
It takes more time to keep it from froing is the thing.
Really?
So do you have a big fro right now as you talk to us?
Well, no, I brought it back down.
But but it's so majestic, and if it takes you time to tame it, why not let it run wild?
I agree. I say keep it.
No, I mean, it takes some time to maintain. You got to pick it out and keep it even.
Do you feel like people would take you less? Do you feel like people would take your analysis less seriously if you rock the fro all the time?
Perhaps. I don't know. Somebody posted a picture of we have our own meme guy for the podcast, and he posted a picture of me right next to Dan Orlovsky, and he was like, look, this is the enlightened NFL fans analyst on the right here. This is Steve.
I agree. You've got like a Malcolm Gladwell vibe about you in that picture, Steve.
Like half the people said.
Like the evil football genius.
You kind of look like a character from Half-Baked.
That too.
I look like a lot of, I've got Andre the Giant and Bob Ross and all sorts of stuff, yeah.
look like a lot of things.
We've got some happy little running backs picked in round one.
Steve, give us a Steelers record projection now that the schedule is out.
What changed? Other than look,
the order is out.
I mean, does that matter to you guys? Like analytically, does it matter when a team would see another team where you would actually, from some sort of analytical model, say, okay, we knew who they were playing, but when they're playing them matters into how we're projecting them?
I don't know. I don't run our projections. I think our guys who do their projection do factor in something. Like you might have a slightly different team later in the year than earlier in the year.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I mean, all I know is looking at it on the surface, the end of that schedule does not look fun at all.
Okay.
Last four games, Tennessee, Kansas City, Cleveland at Baltimore. Are you kidding me? That's a rough way to finish.
So what would you just off the top of your head give us a number?
Okay.
Win total.
Do I have to stick with – I said if you pick a running back in the first round, you're picking in the top 10. So do I have to say like 6-10?
Well, they're playing 17 games.
Oh, shoot. I forgot. I'm not going to get used to that for a while. 6-11.
You could just chalk
10.
It up to the fro today and just say you had a brain fart.
Craig just said Oakland Raiders 10 minutes ago. So, you know, we're all a little bit behind the times here.
That's fine. No, I think they'll be 9-8. How about that?
9-8.
Wait a minute.
What does that even feel like?
That's not top 10
material.
No,
that's picking. That's middle the first round hell. Are they going to make the playoffs at 9-8? Do you think a 9-8 team will make it in the AFC this year?
Oh, I haven't even wrapped my brain around what a 9-8 team even is.
It's a 9-7 team that played one more game.
Yeah, there you go. I think they might. I think they're a fringe playoff team.
Steve, you know what's happening
I have to stick to my guns, hold on. If I have to stick to my guns, 6-11, they're picking in the top 10.
Okay.
Like I said, before the draft.
But here's what's going to happen right now. We are going to put you through every game on live radio.
Oh, this is our favorite game.
And you're going to have to tell us win or loss. Are you ready, Afro-Sheen blowout kit, Steve Palazzolo? All right. At Buffalo.
Loss.
Home to the Raiders.
Win.
Bengals at home.
Win.
Packers at Lambeau.
They're either facing Rodgers in week 4 or 5. I'll say win.
Denver.
Lost because of Rodgers.
Seattle at home.
Lost.
At Cleveland.
Lost.
Home to Chicago.
Win.
I had to think about it. Lions at home.
That's a win. What are we, at 5?
Yep.
Chargers on the road.
Here's where it's bad news. Loss.
At the Bengals.
Loss.
Home to the Ravens.
Loss.
Oh!
At the Vikings on a Thursday night.
Win.
Oh! Can they get
the
it together?
The movable force meets the resistible object. Kirk Cousins in primetime. Home against the Titans.
That's a loss.
At the Chiefs.
I don't even need to ask.
Loss.
Yeah. Versus the Browns. Home.
Loss.
At the Ravens.
Loss.
I can hear the pain. I can hear the pain in Steve's voice.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 6-11.
I can hear the pain in Steve's voice as he imagines you punching up a tweet that says, at PFF Steve has the Steelers going 6-11 and losing.
I don't know. I don't know if I can do it. You've already endured the wrath of Twitter because of the afro. I don't know if I can.
He did it for a good cause, though.
Yeah, he did.
I respect it.
I do, too, actually. You know what Gradkowski said, Steve?
Oh, no. What'd he say now?
12-5.
Oh, Bruce. But if he did 32 radio hits, every team's going 12-5. That's just Bruce.
So Bruce is a crowd pleaser.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. Little Pittsburgh homer in him, which is fine. We need a little balance of that at PFF.
Bruce had them sweeping the Browns. He's probably on our Cleveland sister station right now doing the same thing, having them beating the Steelers twice.
I did reason on the podcast the other day. I did reason for optimism for every team. I was so positive.
Uh-huh. And what you say about the Steelers?
You got a good pass rush.
Mm-hmm.
Minka's still back there defensively. Love Chase Claypool, Deontay Johnson. Big Ben's going to throw the ball down the field better.
Okay.
Offensive line's going to gel and come together, and it's going to be a great season.
Well, I think that you've answered this question with your actual game-by-game prediction, but, like, on the scale of not difficult at all to pretty difficult and you were stretching it, how tough was it to come up with like a Steelers best case scenario? Like, did you feel like, oh man, I am really stretching a lot and contorting to get to this juncture?
No, it's not tough because it's always so dependent on the quarterback. And I'm not the hot take artist that just thinks old quarterbacks just disappear and fall off a cliff. So the best case scenario is Big Ben has a really good season. You know, it's not even a team building thing. It's just Big Ben has a really good season. He's still capable of that. That can happen. Mm-hmm. He can throw the ball down the field way better than he did last year. I don't think he just lost it. There's probably something to coming off the surgery, plus getting old or whatever. But that, even just downfield passing success, is a little lucky. You know, a little lucky, a little bit. You know, tends to fluctuate a little bit. So Big Ben could have a great year, a good year. He could have a good year next year, and everything's different. It doesn't matter if their left tackle plays worse or whatever. You know, it's mm-hmm. just, you know, Big Ben could change everything.
Steve Palazzolo, Pro Football Focus, with us. A great afro. And great thoughts on football. I will ask you a similar question to the one I asked Gradkowski. I said, give me a team in the AFC that people think is going to be good, that's going to be bad because of the schedule, and give me a team in the AFC that people say is going to be bad that you think is going to be good this year, Steve.
I haven't looked at the schedules closely enough. I'm not into the schedule stuff. I think do you have any Bills fans over there? I think the Bills are really good. But just as I said, Big Ben could turn his season around or his, you know, whatever, turn last year around. I still have a little bit of skepticism around Josh Allen. I don't think he's just immediately in that superstar tier. So I could see the Bills regressing,
okay,
even though on paper they look good and they're going to be fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
And then you want a team that's going to be good.
A team that people think
outdo expectations.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. What are expectations for the Chargers? Are they low?
9.5 wins in Vegas.
Yeah, they're expected to be better than the Steelers by Vegas.
Really?
Yep.
Okay. Because I think I'm always in on the Chargers. I'm in on them every year. I mean, I think the Jaguars will turn it around. Isn't their win total around 7?
The 6.5, yeah. That was the answer Bruce gave, actually.
I would take the over on that. I'm a Trevor Lawrence believer, and that doesn't mean he's, you know, Mahomes right off the bat. I just think he's going to win them some games. He's going to.
That division stinks.
Yeah. Speaking of.
The division's terrible.
Speaking of Mahomes, I almost called you Bruce just because you mentioned him. Speaking of Mahomes, Steve, I know that based on your win loss game by game thing, you expect Aaron Rodgers to get traded to the Broncos. But right now, he's on the Packers. So I'll ask you right this second, which AFC team is best positioned, has the best roster and everything else to knock off the Chiefs?
I think it's the Ravens. The Bills are there too. Ravens and the Bills, even though I said the Bills could regress. Contradict myself enough here. But I think the Ravens, even though the Ravens continue to lose to the Chiefs head-to-head, I think they have the best all-around shots because they do have a good defense. They have a unique offense as far as the run game goes. It'll definitely come down to the pass game for Baltimore, the additions that they made at receiver and Lamar Jackson playing more efficiently this year than he did last year. But I think the Ravens just have that, just a solid all-around team that is close to the Chiefs.
Do you think the Steelers are closer to the Ravens or closer to the Bengals?
Ooh, probably the Bengals. Closer to the Bengals.
Man,
I think Barrow will be pretty good, and their line will be better, and their defense should be better. My question, I don't know about anything about Zach Taylor. You know, I don't know enough about Zach Taylor. They've had a bad roster, so I don't know if he's just not a good coach. And so Mike Tomlin always, you know, that gives Pittsburgh the advantage. He won't have like a 4-win season.
Bengals,
you know?
Over under 6.5. You like the over there, Steve?
I like the over.
It sounds to me like what you're saying is, who are the Bengals closer to, the Ravens or the Steelers?
Yeah, I take the over on the Bengals. I think Burrow's going to bounce back and be good. So, and I love Jamar Chase. I think they're going to be good.
Sorry, you said the over under on the Bengals is 6.5, right?
Yep.
So correct me if I'm wrong, Steve. Right this second, you have the Steelers last in
the AFC. Yeah, you're right, because process of elimination, he likes the Bengals to win more than 6 games, and he just picked the Steelers to go 6-11.
I know you don't have the Browns going 5-12.
This is like an interrogation.
No, it's not.
Based off everything you've said.
Yes, that's right.
The worst team.
That's right. I'd make a good lawyer, and most of my listeners probably wish I'd pursue that vocation.
Do you have the Dolphins and Patriots both in the playoffs, Steve?
I think one gets in and one doesn't. I think that's a battle, though. That's an absolute battle.
Yeah.
And the Jets are going to be better, too, I think. But that's, you know, I think New England, I think New England could sneak in over Miami, though. I think New England's one of the more improved teams for this year. And then I think their cap situation is going to look terrible, or the players that they're paying are going to, it's going to look terrible in 2022. Mm-hmm. But for this year, I think the Patriots are much improved.
Better chance that the Steelers make the playoffs or Brady goes back to the Super Bowl?
Oh, wow.
I'm a Brady guy, so Brady the Super Bowl.
You are just really? Winning. You are winning more Pittsburgh fans by the second right now.
I love you guys.
Because I want to bring Bruce up again. The funniest thing about Bruce is he comes on, Steve, and he says 12-5. Okay, and we put it out there, and everyone on social media comes right back at us and says, "See, Bruce knows football." And then we had to remind people that Bruce works for Pro Football Focus. And as what did you compare it to, Chris?
It's the Alonzo Mourning GIF where he looks really angry, but then he nods at the end of it. Like, that's what they must think.
We're very biased against the Steelers. But very biased.
Do you think the Steelers should go 4-0 against the NFC North?
Yeah, that division's not looking great. I mean, it really depends on what Justin Fields does in Chicago.
Do you like him?
It depends on Aaron Rodgers, but they should. They have a good chance to. They absolutely could. The North is wide open and ugly looking right now.
Do you like Fields?
Vikings could be sneaky good. Sorry, yeah, I like Fields. I think, man, Bears fans should be really excited about Fields. I mean, the issues that the NFL teams had with him holding the ball a little bit too long, I think those are valid. There's something to it. But what he brings from a run game perspective, his actual accuracy, throwing the ball down the field, arm strength, touch, and the whole thing, Fields has it all. Does have to speed up his process a little bit, but I think a lot of that is scheme-driven. It's a lot of how Ohio State played and how teams can kind of scheme that up a little bit. So, yeah, I think Fields is good. I don't know how quickly he hits the ground running, but I think Bears fans should be excited.
Steve, are you picking, if you think the Ravens are the team poised best to knock off Kansas City, I presume you don't think they'll do that from a wild card spot. You're picking them, if you had to right this second, to win the AFC North?
I'm torn between them and the Browns. Because I thought the Browns last year were a team that could have gone, had anywhere between 6 and 10 wins with a couple breaks here and there. I don't know if I would, they were probably a little bit better than that, but I don't know if they're, they're really good. The Browns are really good. I have a little bit more faith in the Ravens. I think that's a really good battle at the top of the division, though.
Have you ever misplaced or lost your wedding band?
No, have not.
Crap.
Yeah, that's Pony, you're kind of out of luck here.
Yeah.
Pony did Steve. Pony
yeah,
did.
I
Pony
did last
managed.
Night.
He pulled this trick. He was helping his wife with something, and the moral of the story that he took out of it is never help around the house.
Right.
He put his wedding band in his pocket, and somehow it, like, mysteriously disappeared
gone.
From that point.
No, I'd never take it off for fear of losing stuff, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So.
Is it an expensive one?
Yeah, that's
mine's not
good.
Oh, yours? His?
No, mine's medium expense. How about yours?
Just okay. Yeah, probably medium.
Okay.
What are these, French
fries?
I don't
want to lose it, though. I also don't want to help around the house. It's tough. It's a tough one.
Yeah. All right, Steve, great stuff and great afro, and wear it again. Do it again, please.
Yeah, we might make it a thing. You can't overdo it, though. Maybe once a year.
Is there something that maybe the Steelers do this year where you do the afro for us, Steve?
Oh, okay. Win the division?
Okay.
Win the division, maybe?
Clip it. If the Steelers win the division in January, Steve will do a FaceTime hit with an afro with us.
I like that idea.
Yeah.
Boom.
I'll do it on the podcast. I'll do it on FaceTime, whatever you guys want.
Bingo.
Afro.
Done.
Thank you, Steve.
There you go. Thanks, guys.
Bye.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.